It's 93 on the border in Wake Up Borderland, and this weekend the Fort Francis Minor Hockey Association U13 home tournament is taking place at the Memorial Sports Center here in Fort Francis. And on the phone with us, we have one of the organizers. We have John Homer to talk about what's in store.
Good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be taking place in and around the hockey? Because I know there's lots of fun and festivities as well.
First off, there's going to be some really great hockey. I believe we have 9 teams in the tournament to start with. 3 from Emo, 3 from Fort Francis, and then a few out-of-town teams. But there's more than just hockey going on. We've got Krista Gushalak, who's worked on probably having the greatest penny table of all time. I own Causeway Insurance in town, and there's a draw for a shoot to win from center ice on Saturday at 1:30 for a chance to win $5,000.
Wow, that's impressive. Definitely people will want to get in on that.
There's 50-50 draws. It's just going to be a great environment from kids to parents, to grandparents. Anybody that loves being near an arena or loves hockey, this is a tournament to come down and check out.
Admission to come in and see the games, absolutely free, right?
It is so, yes. One of the reasons we fundraise and do different things is to help in that. And if grandparents and parents don't have to pay, I think that's awesome.
So come on down this weekend to the Memorial Sports Center. Get a chance to see some amazing youth hockey and be a part of all the fun and festivities. You could win big. And the most important part of all is you're supporting young local hockey players. John, where can people go to get more information about the tournament schedule and things like that?
There is a Facebook page. I think it's called the U13 Fort Francis Hockey Tournament, I believe, that is run by one of the parents here. Minor Hockey posts some stuff on their Facebook page as well. Anybody that wants to can call me at Causeway. I'm one of the coaches for the Time Taggers, and it's a very rewarding thing to get to lead these young kids, especially in a tournament. It's a really early tournament. This is a little bit different than other tournaments because usually you play as a team for months, and after Christmas you go to tournaments, but for some reason this tournament is scheduled about 3 weeks or 4 weeks into our season, so the kids are just starting to gel as a team and get together and everything, so it bodes for some interesting hockey.
And it's really wonderful that it's a home tournament for all the Fort Francis fans that want to come out and see the youth in their life play hockey. And we've got a link, by the way, to that Facebook group that you mentioned through our events tab at 93.1theborder.ca. You can get more details about everything that John is discussing with us this morning.
Come on down. Games start at 10:15 on Friday, and then we run right through till the playoffs on Sunday. Come out and buy your ticket early on Friday or Saturday to win the shoot to win for $5,000.
Yeah.
All you got to do is put a little puck through a hole, and you'll walk away with a $5,000 check.
You got to love that, and you got to love a local business owner, coach, one of the organizers. I know that a lot of people have worked really hard to make this tournament a success, and I'm certain it's going to be. John Homer, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck.
Yes, and thank you for all your support.